We are so excited. We have Sumner Canfield, our very
the
first
one
employee.
Only.
The one and only Sumner, the breakout star from the Home Edit.
OGs.
I mean, you are our OG.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very honored.
Yeah.
I'm just glad this isn't going to be an interview because what I was thinking about is I never had one of those to begin with. So it would be
correct.
Very strange to start now interview process.
We had a semi-interview at Starbucks, but let's recount that day. It was a pretty magical one where we all met over coffee.
Well, what I think I have brought some receipts to this event that I'd like to read because I think I recently found the email that I sent you guys.
Okay, the intro email.
To ask to meet with me.
Let's talk about how old you were when we met.
Okay, so
it must be 23.
23, 24.
No, you definitely weren't 24.
You weren't 24.
Why was I not?
I know you're not because you're 30 now.
Oh, you're right. Wait, you're so right.
Yeah, and the business is 7 years old.
Yeah, you're so right.
And you're a 7-year-old baby.
So right.
Isn't that crazy that,
is helpful.
That she's aged 7 years with us?
I know. It's crazy.
What if we told you this was just a dry run?
This was a long test process.
Yeah, and 7 years in.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You're hired though, Sumner.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I found the email and it is so deeply horrific that
I'm cringeworthy.
That doesn't begin to cover it. Mm-hmm. Cringe is like you trip in public and you like look to see if anyone saw you. This is like the depths of despair, but I'm willing to out myself today because it is so bad that it should be shared with the world.
All right, let's share it. Let's
but I want to say to everyone who might be listening today, the power of a cold email, because here we sit today.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Here we sit.
Send those emails. You never know.
Okay. I'm going to do a dramatic reading,
okay,
not too dramatic.
Let's do it.
Dear Cleo and Joanna, first, a belated welcome and congratulations to the Home Edit in Nashville, and a belated welcome to Clea to town as well. I stumbled upon the Home Edit Instagram account a few weeks ago and immediately sent it along to many of my friends with the message, doesn't this look like my dream? With so many exclamation points.
Wait, how many?
Okay, we have 3 exclamation points and 2 question marks.
Oh,
doesn't this look like my dream?
Oh, you didn't even know if it was your
no,
dream.
I wasn't sure I was
right,
asking.
Right,
wow.
Right.
Okay.
The response was a resounding yes, all caps. I've since left stalking you on Instagram and getting chills from your before and after shots on the blog.
Sumner, this is not you that wrote this. This is not you.
I don't know her. Who is she?
Who did you hire as a terrible ghostwriter to write this for you?
So horrific. I'm a neat freak who is currently honing her aesthetics through work as a part-time design assistant. I have taken on a creative operations role that I tremendously enjoy. I am looking to supplement that work with an additional experience that lends itself to the creative operations label, and I believe that work with the Home Edit could really play to my strength. Like, I didn't have strength. I was, like, badly doing retail at the mall. I know the Home Edit is new and growing, but if there is a chance you need some help with the business, I would love to be of assistance. I've attached my resume for your review. I apologize for the rambling nature of this email, but I am just too excited about the prospect.
Did you spell two, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
All caps.
Okay, on all caps. Sure. Excited about the prospect of speaking with y'all. And here it comes,
and
you
here
guys.
It comes. This is what I remember.
Happy hump day. Sumner Canfield. And then in the postscript, I offered to be a babysitter because that was my main hustle.
You know what,
at the time.
That's the real reason we hired you, honestly, because she just moved to town. I think I actually remember you being like, well, this really could work out because we actually both need extra
help.
Right,
like we could have someone assist us and babysit.
Yeah.
It's a 2-in-1.
I threw that in, I think, as a sweetener at the end, just to make sure.
A little carrot.
But you guys, happy hump day. Why would you agree to meet with
happy
me?
Happy hump day is the biggest red flag.
Uh-huh.
I don't know this
person.
She
didn't start better either. She said the same thing twice.
Belated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a belated hump day.
A happy belated hump day.
Wow.
I mean, it's just horrific on all accounts. I'm shocked to the core. I appreciate you taking a chance on me. But somehow I won you over during that coffee.
Absolutely did.
Joanna was very clear. I was like, what are we doing hiring? We're barely working ourselves. Like,
right.
We had just started the Home Edit. Like, I don't even know how you found us, to be honest.
Well, and I think I knew it was new, but I don't think I realized it was, like, 2 weeks old.
So we all duped each other.
Yeah, it was all a long con, and here we still sit. But I'm so grateful for the way it started.
So, Sumner, what was your first impression of us, though? Since you had been stalking us, of course.
Since I've been stalking you for a few weeks.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like I was just very nervous. And so I feel like I maybe sort of partially blacked out.
I can't imagine you being nervous. That is
a
shock to me, too. Who is this girl who uses words like hump day and is nervous?
And is nervous. I've come a long way.
Do you remember the first day of work?
The first day of work, I mean, will remain in my mind
forever.
Well,
it kind of goes down in history as, like, a real showing up, you know?
I think I'm a testament to, you know, making great first impressions in a lot of ways through weird vernacular. And then the strange thing about my first day of work is that it was a polar vortex.
It was. Yes.
Which I feel like was happening kind of for – it was like a hot thing for – well, a cold thing. Yeah. For like 5 years, and now they don't happen as much anymore.
That's
but it
true.
Was a big a thing in Nashville for a while. So like Nashville gets cold, but like – 30 degrees.
Right. It didn't usually get below 10.
And I feel like it dropped suddenly.
And it was 7 degrees.
Yes,
seven.
Literally seven.
And an important thing to know about me is that until March of this year, I drove a 1994 station wagon.
Yes.
Which was a key part of your personality.
Yeah. It was. I know. I mean.
His name was Milton.
His name is Milton.
He's alive.
He lives in my parents' house. He's in retirement.
Yeah. What happened to Milton?
So the job. I think you guys were doing a pantry.
It was a kitchen slash pantry.
In Franklin.
It was.
Which, from where I was living at the time, which was actually in the neighborhood where we're sitting right now, was...
It's a distance.
Like 35 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I got all bustled up to head out into the cold and the polar vortex. And it's all highway. And so I was driving down the highway, you know, at highway speeds.
Yeah, highway speeds.
That's highway speeds. And driving. And... I'm going along, and all of a sudden, I hear like a, but it wasn't that loud. And so I was like, that was a weird noise, whatever. Keep driving. I'm like, oh, I'm getting really cold. I'm getting so chilly. I wonder what that is.
Right, because you didn't have air conditioning.
No, I didn't have air. I had no heat.
So you knew it wasn't that.
Yeah, right. I had no heat. I had no air conditioning. So like, it was strange. There was a change in the temperature. And then I looked behind, and I realized that the entire back windshield of my car had blown out onto the highway.
Yes, that
but
is
not
correct.
Like not like a piece of gravel.
Nope,
like
the whole thing
just left the car. So I showed up to my first ever day of work,
blue,
with no fingers, and a missing back windshield. But I think we would be remiss not to talk about the fact that that's not the only time
in
the Home Edit history.
We have a history of this.
Okay, so
a back windshield blowing out.
I am going to tell this story for the first time ever. This is something
excited.
We have a few stories that remain in the Home Edit vault for reasons that you will soon understand. We tell them internally because they're just so funny, but I just feel like it's time to get this off my chest.
It's been on your chest for a long
excited.
Time.
It's been on my chest for a really long
time. I want the world to know.
Okay.
Well, the world's about to know.
The world needs to know that I, too, once blew out a back windshield. Is that what it's called?
A
back windshield.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for me, it was in Gwyneth Paltrow's driveway because I hit her tree. So, yes. Luckily enough, Gwyneth wasn't there, so we were able to clean up the glass. Mm-hmm. But this was at her East Hampton house. Okay, so I'll tell you the whole bloody truth.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a Suburban, wasn't used to driving them. I was trying to back into a parking spot in her driveway, and there was a tree with a low-hanging branch. To be fair to me, I couldn't see it in the backup camera.
The branch was in the way.
It was an obstruction. Got very bold to try and back into a parking space.
I was getting brave and bold in
places
I shouldn't have.
I also said, don't get in an accident here.
Okay, well, people say that. It doesn't make it true.
No, but I did. I specifically said, don't get into an accident.
And I was like, okay, I'm not,
like,
obviously.
Okay, Mom, whatever.
Yeah. So I was backing into a spot, which was ambitious to start. I mean, I think we know that. And unlike your story that went whoosh, I heard like the crack splatter, but like shards everywhere. And it was in a driveway. So I'm like picking out shards of glass like Cinderella in the ashes.
We came and helped.
And
don't act like you did it by yourself.
Oh, well, I ran in pants on fire with my head falling off, screaming for you guys.
We thought she was kidding, remember?
No, I will never forget because we were in the basement and she said, Joanna. And we're like, oh, she's playing a prank because you said don't crash the car.
Yeah. And I was like, nope, you need to get out here right now.
I was like, oh my God, she's not even doing a good job playing this prank.
No, I was that unbelievable. But the even crazier part, if that wasn't crazy enough, is that we then had to drive to drop off the car at the airport, which is like an hour and a half drive from the Hamptons to JFK. So we're in the Hertz rental car drop-off division. I will add that we paid for insurance.
Yeah, always pay for rental insurance.
Always pay for rental insurance. Oh,
that's the best advice you can give everyone. It allows you to play pretty fast and loose with the vehicles.
So we're in the drop-off line and we're like, maybe they won't notice. Maybe they don't notice. Again, it's fine. We'll pay. Like, we already paid the insurance. Like, we're not afraid of that. But, like, just for our dignity.
Right, just the embarrassment factor alone.
And
like,
all
can there
sudden,
be other cars coming around us? So it's like a fast.
A fast transaction.
Yeah.
I hear Sumner. She's driving. I don't know why we made you drive. This is awful. This is an awful thing to do to someone. So Sumner, she goes, oh, no. He's coming from the wrong direction. He's walking up to the car and you roll down the window and you're like, hello, kind sir. I just wanted to let you know we've had a bit of an accident. And he's like, I saw that.
He said, I noticed.
I noticed. But remember the other best part is I was like, we're going to get it. We're going to get around the riot act. And he said, you see that car over there? It has no hubcaps. It has no bumper.
I think it didn't have a steering wheel. He's like, they lost all of it.
He was like, you're fine.
He's like,
you literally just get out of the car and hand them your keys?
This man has seen a lot. It was very clear. He's seen a lot.
It was not his first rodeo.
He was just like, good day, ladies. Like, it did not care.
I know.
Oh, my God.
He was like, let me check the gas gauge and let's get out of here.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. 2 episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Here's my question.
Okay.
You have a royal correspondent in Lauren Lagarde.
Yeah.
You have a social correspondent.
You know what you're going to be?
Yeah, that's my question.
I'll tell you what you're going to be. You're going to be a cookie dough correspondent.
Oh, I could definitely be a cookie dough correspondent.
I actually have a few ideas for your correspondent titles. Okay, you are a millennial correspondent. You can be our Bravo correspondent.
Okay, I can do that for
definitely
sure.
Definitely a housewife correspondent.
I do think there's
a Coca-Cola correspondent.
Oh, I'm a Coca-Cola correspondent first and foremost.
I know. I think she really works for Coca-Cola. Yeah. This is like her side gig, I think.
When we were filming in Atlanta, did you go to the Coca-Cola Museum?
No, but I have been to that museum and I cried.
I figured, like, as you know,
too much for your soul. Well, as you guys know, I cry twice a year.
Yeah.
I was so moved. I was so moved.
Specifically, Sumner, break down for me where you were moved.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I will tell you.
Okay.
So you're put into this theater and I mean, they could run their own propaganda machine, let me tell you.
Yes,
because the short film that they show you is all about the power of Coca-Cola throughout our lives.
Yeah.
But what it really is a big ad.
I was actually surprised by the video. I thought it was going to be the history of Coca-Cola.
No,
it's not at one all. Big ad.
It's an ad.
It's a big propaganda machine.
But guess what? It worked on me.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
They are reuniting veterans with families at hockey games. They are bringing a dog home from the shelter. They are introducing grandparents to the new baby.
They make Santa fly through the air.
They make Santa, important component. Yeah. I saved one of my 2 times crying a year at the Coca-Cola Museum.
Wow.
I was silently weeping, just moved.
I just want to say I was deeply disappointed in the Coca-Cola Museum.
Fascinating.
So was I.
They didn't have any Diet Coke for me to drink.
No, but you didn't go to the tasting room?
Yes, we did.
I did go to the tasting room.
Well, was it out? What was
it? No, it was like Jerusalem Orange Punch. Like,
yeah, that's true. It's very global.
Weird, like all, it was all.
Was there no Diet Coke?
None.
I obviously didn't look that direction.
There wasn't regular Coke either.
You did not look that direction.
No, I had regular Coke because it was the best regular Coke I've ever had in my life.
I don't remember seeing the tasting room and being like, I don't recognize any of these sodas.
Wow.
They were like international sodas.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, because don't they have like by continent? They have the kiosk by continent?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
I thought that the temperature at which it was served was impeccable.
Okay.
The size of the ice, the cup in which—
I'll tell you what happened to us, though, at the end. Here's something you might not— well, you would know about this, about us. You would know this about—
okay.
All right, Joanna's having a stroke, so let's just move on.
Here's what I'm trying to say. The two of us have never spent more money in a gift shop than at the Coca-Cola Museum.
Oh, yeah. We tried to make Coca-Cola our personality, but this is actually a perfect time to bring up one of the biggest debates Joanna and I have ever had in home edit history. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And you could actually, I would like you to weigh in.
As the official Coca-Cola correspondent.
Okay, I'm ready. Thank you for trusting my opinion in this arena.
Joanna
Yeah.
Argued with me. And by the way, the internet tore her apart for this. Joanna doesn't believe ice goes in Coca-Cola. And let me tell you.
Here's what happened. I was doing a very loving favor for a dear friend of mine. Okay. And so I went in to go get Cokes,
yeah.
a drink.
Yeah.
And Clea said, can you get me a Diet Coke? And I was like, of course. So I come back. Yeah. Here's your Coke. And instead of being like, thanks, Joanna, where's the ice? No ice in here?
A fountain soda. You put no ice.
No ice.
Mm. That's crazy behavior. That's crazy.
So insane. Very European of you. So I guess there's ice. Points there.
Why would you dilute the flavor?
Okay. You're not drinking fast enough.
That's insane behavior. Literally, yeah, she handed me a Coke from a fountain soda.
So it's just like some big glug.
Glug.
No.
She handed it to me. And so, okay, just so you know, of course, we put it on Instagram stories and then had probably our highest engagement of all time.
And 6 years ago.
And like someone who, like the CMO of Coca-Cola wrote in and was like, there's actually a very specific ice to Coca-Cola ratio that they recommend.
And what is that ratio?
It's like a third ice, two-thirds.
Yeah, that feels right to me. Yeah. I just feel like it's just like, if it's one big thing, it's just glugging around in there.
Why would you want to dilute it?
I think you're not drinking it fast enough.
Yeah. We'll be right back after this break. First, a word from our sponsors. And now the tables are turning. We're going to do 5 minutes for hugs, which is the way I think every conversation should end. You need to reserve 5 minutes to like give hugs and goodbyes. So we're going to ask you some questions so that everyone gets to know you a little better.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
All right. We'll take turns.
All right. We'll take turns. All right. Your favorite beverage that is not Coca-Cola?
Iced tea.
Wow. That was a quick answer.
Sweet iced tea?
When I'm at home, you know, you can't just like do the most all the time. So I have unsweet decaf. But like if I'm out and feeling frisky, and I would say I order an iced tea out if there's a Pepsi situation happening.
Oh, I know.
And I like to get half sweet, half unsweet.
Okay. I have a question. Do you make a big production over turning down the Pepsi and moving to iced tea?
Absolutely. I don't go quietly.
Yeah, you don't. I could see you not wanting to draw attention to it.
No, but I think that she feels passionately and she's probably like,
yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. It's like sort of like vaguely bitchy, like the person doesn't deserve it at all.
Sure.
It's like it's a like licensing
a
issue.
Restaurant thing.
Uh-huh. It's a licensing issue. Do you not choose to go back to the restaurant once they have declared themselves a Pepsi person?
Yeah, like if it comes up and there's a certain restaurant everyone wants to go to, I'm like, well, I should remind everybody that they are a Pepsi restaurant. There.
That's how I feel about Prosecco.
Yeah.
I feel like when people, if it's a Prosecco menu, I just won't go back.
Well, it's like you declared yourself, you drew a line in the sand, yes. and right. I'm standing yourself. On the other side, so.
Joanna, right. we went to a new Mediterranean restaurant in town, Sadie's.
Yes, we did.
And at first I tried, I think it was like the Prosecco or whatever option they had, and it was awful. And Joanna was like, oh man, I liked it here. She's like,
Sadie's is very good.
I did find they had a Brut Rosé.
Thank goodness.
So it saved it. And now we can still go
there. Do you know that they randomly have like a gallon sized martini on the menu? Isn't that so random?
Whoa,
that is so
that random. Is
like
shocking.
It's a lovely sit down Mediterranean place and it's like big ass martini. So odd. Talk about being off brand.
Yeah, it is really good. Everyone go to Sadie's and the Brut Rosé is good.
Okay. Who would win Dancing with the Stars? Clea or me?
I want to say you, Joanna, because of your cheerleading background.
But she would really hit those marks hard. That's the thing. Like when, you know what I mean? She has
it's a different skill. It's
we
a different
decided
skill.
Yesterday she has no sway in her at all. It's like right arms. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's
like
true.
It's like, a lot of claps and the knee.
I actually think Clea would win if I had to guess between the two of us, for me.
I really don't think either of us are a candidate.
No, we're not.
Can
we're
I
not.
Tell you guys something very funny? Mm-hmm. This is very topical. My friend did a very funny like icebreaker recently where she was like, what is one thing like you know you would excel at even though you've like never tried? Like as an armchair person, you're just sitting like the joke about sitting on the couch during the Oscars. Like what's one thing that you're just like, if I got out there, I'd be pretty good at it. And my answer is I feel strongly that I would win Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I can totally see that.
I feel strongly that we would win The Amazing Race.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We would never do it. We would never like even get.
We wouldn't even get to the first place.
We wouldn't even get on the plane, but we would win.
There has to be some sort of luxury Amazing Race and then that might work, but it's like a lot of.
No, it's not for us.
Probably start in the morning. You know
and
what I mean?
Mallory Irvin's done it thrice.
I know. We need to have her on here.
I know.
And discuss it. I mean, we did discuss it with
the Holderness family.
Yeah. It's interesting. Anyway.
Right. I mean, I feel like we have a high percentage of friends that have been on the Amazing Race.
We really do. But back to you, Sumner. I 100% agree that you would win Dancing with the Stars.
I think your charisma alone, you would, you would win
those votes. You would nail it. Yeah. I'm putting in a pitch for Sumner Canfield to be on Amazing Race.
Dancing with the Stars.
It was interesting because other people were like, I think I'd be a really good like pilot, or I think I'd be a really good. And I was like, no, I would win Dancing with the Stars.
You would. I think you would.
I totally agree with this.
I agree.
Thank you.
Okay. Your most embarrassing job moment with the home edit.
How do we pick?
I know. That, I read this and I was like, I don't know how you're going to.
How do we pick?
I know. Like, was it personally embarrassing?
Right.
Or is it something?
I like to think I've never embarrassed the company publicly.
No, you have not.
A different conversation for HR.
You did put on that Black Panther outfit.
Oh, that was funny.
Not Black Panther, the superhero.
Movie. Right.
Like an actual cat.
And scared a UPS guy.
Who was attempted to scare a UPS guy.
Who was not interested.
Who was completely unfazed. The client's kid was the mascot at their school, and it was a black cat, and I put it on because that's appropriate, and I crept around the side of the garage to try and scare the UPS driver, and he literally looked at me and was like, huh.
And was so unfazed. But you also did UGLY, you ain't got no alibi.
That's the only cheer I know.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that that's even top three most embarrassing. I think it's pretty good. But I mean.
As we've discussed, like my early days were a little rough. So I would say like showing up with no back windshield was a choice.
Yes. Go back to listen to the first podcast.
Yeah. Like that's embarrassing, I would say.
Okay.
I don't even think it's embarrassing. You know what I think it is? I just don't think we have a lot of shame.
That's a great point.
Like I'm not embarrassed by.
An outsider would be like, oh my God.
Yeah, horrifying. That's right. That's exactly correct. Yeah. What a poignant point.
Yeah that's really good.
Don't care.
That's right.
Right.
Good for us.
Okay. Good for us. Okay.
Good for us.
All right. Favorite activity to do with a best friend?
Going to the movies.
Yeah.
Mm. For sure.
That's a good one. Okay. I even like to do that alone. I love going to the movies.
Yeah. I'm like, who needs friends?
Yeah. Who needs friends?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm curious for this one.
Okay. What's the biggest thing you've learned since working at the home edit?
Oh my gosh, so many things.
Dimensions.
So many things. Literally encyclopedic dimension knowledge. I feel like the biggest thing I've learned, and this might not apply as much to like some intense corporate structure, like if you're in iBanking, like tune this out. But I would say that like, you know, if you're at a company in its fun infancy stages, like you can really make a lot out of it. Mm-hmm. And so like find stuff you like and then say like, how could that be a job? Rather than being like, I'll try to make this work. Because I feel like you guys were great about like, okay, you like the dimension stuff, which is weird.
Like when we say dimension stuff, we mean actual measurements.
Not like third dimension, yeah. No. Like inches.
Yeah, like literal measurements. Yeah. I love them.
Yes. Bins and baskets.
So it's like, it's okay to like see what you like, piece things together.
And like chart your own path.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you've allowed me to do that.
Okay. Oh. All right, Joanna, you're next.
Favorite room in your own home?
I'm really into my living room right now.
Ooh, I need to see some photos.
I was totally going to say your bedroom.
Me too.
My bedroom needs work. Like, really? I actually decided I was watching TV the other night as I was falling asleep. Like, don't at me. And I was like, I was looking at the wall the TV was on and it was like, it was bugging me.
All right, send pictures. Let's talk. Okay.
But the living room I like, and then I'm going to do a bit of an endeavor. Ooh. I'm attempting to wallpaper, peel and stick. I'm a renter in case the company's listening. The hallway and my bathroom.
Ooh. Send me pictures of
we'll see how it goes. I'm doing a like really dark green grass cloth.
Oh, I love that. I was thinking of like some big sort of fonts, some palm fonts.
Well, the one I wanted, I was like, no, this is ridiculous. So I had to scale back, but I'm happy with what I've chosen.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
And then the hallway's gonna be a pattern.
I love that. So stay tuned.
Okay. All right. We'll have you back for that.
Yeah.
All right. What is the most surprising fact about you?
Well, we already discussed this.
That I exercise now?
Yes.
Is that the most surprising?
For you, it is.
Well, I don't want to put words in her mouth.
Oh, all right.
Maybe there's something else.
Right.
Wait, I'm supposed to volunteer a thing that surprises me about me?
Like, for instance, Joanna would say gambling. Like,
oh, sure.
It's shocking.
Unexpected.
It's unexpected.
Okay.
Is there anything? Again, we don't have a lot of shame and we are open books.
I know. I'm like, you tell me.
I know. That's why. I mean, for me, I just learned that you exercise. And to me, that doesn't track. But now that I know you do it like late afternoon, early evening, I feel like that makes more sense.
Absolutely.
Because a morning exerciser, you are not.
I don't know. I hope, I really love it when people are surprised I'm an only child because I feel like it means something good. But something that scares me is as I get older, people are like, yeah, that tracks.
I think I just know you so much as being a proud only child that it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that, Clea.
There are things that would surprise, but we've said them. Like, I think Milton is a surprising fact about you for so many years. Milton was
But
Sumner's
she's a sentimental person.
Treasured
so
Mercedes.
In some ways.
But maybe it's surprising that I'm sentimental because, like, I think
that it's surprising to me that you're sentimental.
Yeah, yeah, we all get a rap. Like, I think that's a really good one. Like, I'm a, I happen to work at this company, but I also, like, am a collector of things and I'm sentimental.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay.
And everyone, again, has to go back to listen to Sumner's first episode.
That's right.
Tell us just really quickly, fill everyone in about Milton, like, how old Milton's in his retirement, but...
Milton's in his retirement. I'm so happy for him. He's living his best life. He didn't go to Florida for retirement. He went back to Washington, D.C. Milton is the car I drove from ages 16 to 30. Wow. And that wasn't the beginning of his life. He wasn't new when I was 16.
No, he wasn't.
No. Milton was the car that my mom took me to kindergarten in. So Milton's got like almost 300,000 miles on him, lived a good life.
Very great good life.
Good life.
We've all been a part of Milton's
life. Yeah, he's very important to me and my identity.
Okay.
We will
miss him. I mean, I miss him.
He's not gone.
No. I know, but unless we go to D.C.
Right, he's just in retirement, though.
Yeah, he's in retirement.
But guys, it's so fun. Like when I was home for Christmas, like I drove him around.
Oh,
it was great.
Was it a little like awkward, you know, like seeing your ex?
No, I was like telling him, I was like, listen, like my heart's still with you.
Right.
Like my head has not turned. It's just like a temporary thing.
Yeah, right.
But it was cool because in retirement he's been worked on.
Oh.
And so you don't feel like the bottom's about to fall out every time you go over any sort of speed bump. So that was very cool.
Look at Milton.
Yeah, he's doing great.
I love that for Milton. Okay, Sumner, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
We love you.
We love
you. Love you too.
Can't say that enough,
no.
Actually.
This was like maybe the most fun one yet. I don't know. It's been fun before, but this was very fun.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Thanks, Sumner.
Thanks, Sumner.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us on Best Friend Energy. We're back every Tuesday with a new episode.
Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Best Friend Energy.
Best Friend Energy is a Hello Sunshine and Sony Music Entertainment production.
Engineering and mixing by Nashville Audio Productions.
Our senior producer is Rebecca Kaufman.
Our associate producer is Cami York. Our executive producers at The Home Edit and Hello Sunshine are Lauren Lagarde, Hillary Franchi, and us.
See you next time.
Being a mother has its challenges. You have to constantly grow and adapt as your baby does. And while our kids aren't diaper age anymore, we remember a few tricky years with diaper obstacles like blowouts.
Oh, yes, I remember. Not to mention getting diapers on active babies. And you and I both know once your baby starts moving, the adventure really begins.
That's why you need Pampers Cruisers 360. A lot of people think Pampers Cruisers 360 are just for potty training, but from my experience, it's actually the best diaper to use as soon as your baby's on the go.
It doesn't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, it has a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband, which is a great hack to keep your baby from taking their diaper off, which, if you've ever experienced, can lead to chaos. And as you know from the Home Edit days, if we care about anything, it's organizing messes and controlling the chaos.
And it really stretches with your baby for a comfortable fit so your baby can move freely.
It also makes it so easy to change a wiggly baby who's on the move.
Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new blowout barrier are available in sizes 3 to 7 and come in adorable new prints.
The best part is that they are hypoallergenic and free of elemental, chlorine, bleaching, parabens, and latex.
As mothers, we know how important it is to count on a great diaper. So for trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash.
Redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Redeem Pampers cash, no cash value.